Prepare the way of the Lord. Luke chapter 3 verse 1 through 6. Today's gospel reading, Luke has special characteristics when talking about the story of Jesus. Especially, it tells the story of Jesus based on some historical background. For example, Luke chapter 2 verse 1 through 2 traces the time when Jesus was born. At the time, Emperor Augustus ruled the entire Roman Empire, and Quirinus was governor of Syria. Today's gospel lesson, Luke chapter 3, begins 30 years after. At the time, Emperor Tiberius had ruled that part of the world. Pontius Pilate was governor of Judea, and Herod was the ruler of Galilee. Herod's brother Philip was a ruler in the countries of Etruria and Trachonitis, and Lysania was the ruler of Abilene. Annas and Caiaphas were the Jewish high priest. From this historical background, Luke wanted to tell us that the story of Jesus is not a false rumor but a historical fact. John the Baptist is an important person in this theological view of Luke. Not only Luke's gospel, but three other gospels also refer to John. However, Luke explains the relationship between Jesus and John the Baptist in a much stronger tone than the other gospels. The story comes in detail in Luke chapter 1 and 2. Luke speaks of the birth of John the Baptist before he discusses the birth of Jesus. Zechariah, the priest, and his wife Elizabeth did not have any children until they were old. One day, an angel Gabriel came to Zechariah, who was offering sacrifices in the temple, to let him know that his wife Elizabeth would become pregnant and have a son, John. Then, 6 months later, the angel Gabriel came to Mary, who was engaged to Joseph, and announced that she would have a son, Jesus. You may know the story. Through Luke 1:36, we know that Elizabeth, the mother of John, and Mary, the mother of Jesus, are close relatives. Then we know John the Baptist and Jesus also are relatives. There is a practical reason why Luke wanted to emphasize the relationship between Jesus and John the Baptist. After the resurrection and ascension of Jesus, the early Christian movement began and followers of John the Baptist joined in this movement. In Acts 18:24-19:7, there is a story about Apollos, who was one of the followers of the John the Baptist. At the time, those who were baptized by Apollos were forming considerable forces and expanding their influence. And later, they joined the early Christian community. Since then, early Christians came to recognize the importance of baptism. Therefore, based on this historical background, when Luke speaks of Jesus, he emphasized the details about the relationship between Jesus and John. Furthermore, in one way, Jesus' public life and ministry was begun by John the Baptist. Luke 3:2 says that during the high priesthood of Annas and Caiaphas, the word of God came to John, son of Zechariah, in the wilderness. Even if there were two high priests, Annas and Caiaphas, why did the word of God come to John? Why neither Emperor Tiberius nor Governor Pontius Pilate nor ruler Herod Philip or Lysania, but John? Why did the word of God not come to any of these highly recognized people, but to the one who was an unknown prophet, John the Baptist? You may take a hint from the genealogy of Jesus. Actually, to understand someone, to know his or her family tree is very helpful. Even to understand myself better, it can be very helpful. Because through the story of our ancestor, we can learn something that makes us the person we are today. So does Jesus' genealogy. It is very helpful to understand Jesus better. Although many people might feel a little bored with genealogy in the Bible, it indeed gives us an important message about God's will. From the genealogy of Jesus, we see all kinds of people from the greatest to the least. Commonly, among Jesus' ancestry, we remember those who showed remarkable achievements throughout their life, such as Abraham and King David. God promised Abraham that all the families of the earth will be blessed because of you. Also, to King David, God promised that your dynasty and your kingdom will be secured forever before me. Your throne will be established forever. And eventually, their descendant Jesus came as the fulfillment of God's promise to them. However, through the genealogy of Jesus, we see different types of Jesus' ancestors who experienced pain, brokenness, shame, and suffering. For God's will and purpose, God not only used those who look perfect, smart, and strong, but God also used those who look like nothing special and were even scorned, shamed, or humiliated by people in the community. It was Joseph who was Jesus' earthly father, and it was John the Baptist who was one of the unknown prophets. Indeed, God used those people for God's great history. Furthermore, the book Faithful, which we are reading for the Advent study, led us to remember four women's names, Tamar, Rahab, Ruth, and Bathsheba. Who are they? Tamar was forced to play the parts of a prostitute in order to have children after her husband died. Rahab was a prostitute in Jericho who helped the Israelites as they were beginning to take the promised land. Ruth was a Moabite woman, a foreigner who lost her husband, but ultimately on the hearts of Boaz, an older man who was willing to accept her as his wife. And Bathsheba was the wife of Uriah the Hittite, one of King David's most royal officers. While Uriah was away at war fighting on behalf of the king, David summoned Bathsheba to the palace and raped her, then finally killed Uriah. They experienced pain and brokenness. They were scorned as unclean or as sinners and shamed and humiliated. But God used them, and blessed their offspring to accomplish God's will and purpose. They became a part of God's redemptive work in the world. From this, we find the great lesson. Since God used such people in the past, God can use me, even me. God can use each one of us for God's will and purpose. This not only gives us hope, but also reminds us of our great mission in this season of Advent. Prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight. In today's gospel reading, John the Baptist calls us to be prepared for the coming of Jesus Christ. Especially today is Peace Sunday. I'd like to invite you to prepare the way of the Lord by finding peace in your mind. Jesus came to this world as the Prince of Peace. If we have something that makes us feel uncomfortable, we cannot truly wait and welcome the coming of Jesus Christ. My beloved brothers and sisters in Christ, are you in peace? Are you in God's peace? If not, let's take a moment to think about the reason you are not in peace. What makes you feel uncomfortable? What makes you hate someone? What makes you bear resentment? What makes you unable to forgive others? Or what makes you unable to ask for forgiveness from others? What makes you unable to narrow the gap with God or with the people around you? I hope you find peace by following the way that the Spirit leads us. Just listen to what the Spirit of God speaks to you. By practicing mercy, grace, and forgiveness first, we can eventually move on. Let us move beyond all the pain, suffering, resentment, and bitterness. To welcome Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace, let us empty all the darkness in our hearts and prepare to fill our hearts with true peace. Then, as Luke 3:5-6 said, every valley will be filled and every mountain and hill will be made low, and the crooked will be made straight and the rough ways made smooth. And we will see the salvation of God all together. Peace of Christ be with you. Amen.